Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thanks for coming out on Friday to all of our listeners who made their way over to the Lazy Dog restaurant and bar. It was a lot of fun over there at Perimeter. Big hit with all of our listeners. And certainly you want to thank the chef and the staff and all of our folks here who helped put that event together. Happy Father's Day. Belated Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Hope you had a great weekend.
How was your day, by the way?
It was terrific.
Did family take care of you?
They did. And they always do, man. I have a wonderful family. And the bottom line is, Mike, they always make me feel wanted. I get stuff that I think I don't need. And I'm always like, oh, that's cool. Trin and Michelle got me a bottle of cologne that it looks like it's wrapped like a Cuban cigar.
Oh, wow.
And so when I opened it, I was like, what is this? And, you know, I'm like, oh, it's the cutter. It's like, no. And then you take the top off, and there's cologne inside, but it's like a cigar. It was so cool. But it's just nice. Little things like that. But got some things I wanted, some things I didn't need. Or I thought I didn't need, but at the end of the day, man, it's just about making sure that those guys, and I'm talking about the men, the fathers in your life, and the dads, are you tell them. And we said that on Friday, that they know they're appreciated. And I think that's the biggest thing. So thanks to everybody that came out, man. Great weekend. We're going to get into the Braves, and I got to mention this before we talk about the Falcons, because I think this is good news. And that is that Ronald Acuna for life, is sixth among National League outfielders in the first All-Star fan ballot voting update.
Nice.
He just got back. But it shows you the impact that he's having. So no other Brave, by the way, is among the top five vote-getters at their positions. So here Acuna is just getting back, but you see the impact. He's already had a couple of three-hit games, 7 home runs, I think in 77 at-bats, something of that nature, Mike. Great OPS already. He's hitting over 300. So here's the deal, Atlanta, and go vote. Top two at each position, and the top six outfielders advance to the second round of voting after the first round ends June 26th. Remember, All-Star Game is here this year, and it'd be nice to have some of our guys represented. I know it's been a tough season, but Acuna coming back, Mike, and already being recognized, and I think he's going to be on that second ballot. I do believe that.
And that's great to hear, man. I know we talked about Ozuna. You know, there's a couple of guys that you feel that maybe, and again, there's enough time, sort of, less than a month, for guys to crank it up and just show some more clutch. I think that, I think Matt Olson has come around in a big way.
I do. Yeah, man, more on the Braves coming up. No Grant today because it's an off day. Mets in town tomorrow. We'll spend a lot of time getting you ready for that series because it is a big one. As far as the Falcons, guys, a little downtime, but I want to rehash, Mike, our visit a little bit with Jesse Bates because our buddy Mark Raimondi was also talking about this. And the one thing that we get, and we have gotten this from Jesse, whether it's, you know, our last conversation or from the first time we spoke to him, is leadership. And he was talking about, you know, helping guys like Xavier Watts, the new safety that we drafted out of Notre Dame. And, you know, he sent him a text and was talking about, hey, can't wait to work with you. And Watts is a guy's like, whoa, this is a guy I, you know, look up to and certainly, you know, emulate. I want to emulate his game. Jesse has become that guy. Mike, for so long we talked about Grady Jarrett being that guy on this, especially on the defensive side.
Being
right?
The alpha, the dog, the leader.
Correct. I think Jesse's been that, but because he was not a longtime Falcon, maybe not as recognized as much as Grady. Grady's now in Chicago, guys, and I have to believe that Jesse Bates, along with A.J. Terrell, and we spoke with both of those guys, the interviews are online at Odyssey.com, last week up at Mandatory Minicamp, are taking those roles on in a bigger way. I think we need that. Again, you know, we keep talking about the Braves and everybody's saying everything's fine. I think we need these guys to do that. Michael Penix is going to get his voice, and he will become ultimately the face. Yes, that's going to happen. But in the meantime, you need the guys who are performing at a high level to be that.
And I think, you know, one of the guys we talked so much about the defensive side, I think a guy who's really emerging is that guy. And again, he's an intense guy. We talked about it last month, is Drake London.
Mm.
You know, and one of the things that we got, it's funny because it's funny. Some guys say, oh, minicamp is the biggest waste of time. Well, again, they don't do this for blanks and giggles, as we said. But I will say this. For a minicamp, we heard it from the coaching staff. We heard it from people in the building and players, both on the air and off the air. How just completely pissed off they are about last season. But they let that thing basically off the hook.
Yeah.
And they blew it. And how, you know, some of these guys, you've heard our conversation with A.J. Terrell. You know, he's ticked off. He's never been in a playoff game. So the feeling there is, you know, there's a sense of urgency, and there's a combination of you got leaders, you got new faces, I get it, but there's a lot of intensity and there's a lot of talent in this room. So I think if you run the football, and if Zach Robinson does things like I got to be honest, shouldn't be that freaking complicated. Run the ball, play action, everybody else should be able to have success if the O-line continues to do his job. But then we get back to Kyle Pitts. Interesting story that dropped this weekend from Pro Football Focus. Now again, you can take some of those metrics with a grain of salt, but they came up with an article, the top 10 players who've got the most to prove in 2025 in the NFL.
Okay,
okay. Real quick, I'll give you the names. Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Needless to say.
Yes.
Some of the stuff beyond his control, but yes. Some beyond, definitely in his control.
When you're sacked the most in the NFL and your offensive line sucks, that's out of your control. But your interceptions and where you throw the football, that's in your control. New head coach, I'm with you. Yes.
Trevor Lawrence, sunshine.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm with you there.
Four head coaches now, but Trevor Lawrence, you got to show that you are worth what everybody said you were coming out of college, which was he was a once-in-a-generation kind of quarterback. Hadn't shown that quite yet.
Guy trying to earn a big contract, solidify his status as a top receiver, Brandon Ayuk.
I agree.
Think he's and it's your show, too, because Debo's gone.
Yep.
Another one, we don't really cover the Patriots, but Ramondre Stevenson, 22, was a big year for him. And he hasn't put that back on tape. Max Crosby was hurt at the end of last year for the Raiders.
They paid him, though.
They did. Quinnen Williams, another guy that we talked about maybe being on the trade block. So that's and then Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts being a guy who has never built, and they basically just kind of rehashing everything we've talked about the last 3 years about Kyle Pitts and what is he and what he isn't.
I don't know what the belief is around the NFL. It's funny, Mike, because everybody you talk to about Kyle Pitts is always like, man, he's so talented. He's so big. He's so fast. He's so – and then you go, well, where is that?
Right, but dot, dot, dot.
Correct. Where is all that when you need it? There's no debating that he should be on this list. And to your point, like, look, I'm not going to tell you he's eighth on the list. In our minds, he's one because he's here. Like, they're ranking this maybe based on, you know, the fact that some of these organizations, there may be higher expectations for those particular players. I get why Caleb Williams, number one overall pick, might have a higher expectation, so he's higher on the list. Kyle Pitts is number one. For us to be what right. we need to be on offense, and I'm talking about dynamic and giving our quarterback more options and weapons to throw to, Kyle's got to be a bigger part of this.
And again, you know, we say it. We always joke around. Carl and I give you a take on Kyle Pitts. Goes up to the antenna, goes out to your car, goes digitally to your phone, whoever you're listening to us. And then, oh, man, Duke's about bagging on Pitts again.
Again.
No, we're just telling you, here's what they said. And I've probably given him more benefit of the doubt the last few times we've had this conversation in how he's being used and how Zach Robinson approaches the tight end. But then again, you've heard the things said by the coach, by the offensive coordinator, by the GM. The code is Pitts needs to put more work in to be the best Pitts he can be. That's what that's code for. But in the article from the guys at Pro Football Focus say that Pitts, despite flashes of brilliance, has struggled to replicate his rookie success, needs to prove he can be a consistent force in the Falcons' offense. I don't think as a Falcon fan would disagree with that.
No. If you do, you're just not paying attention. There's nothing wrong with what they're saying there. But again, for me, he's one on our He's number yes. one. He's the number. There's nobody on the team. There's not one guy on the team that needs to have the kind of year that Kyle Pitts needs to. Seriously. You can tell me about the rookies. You don't right. have that kind of expectation for them. He's been here now. He's shown he's got the ability to produce at a high level, but he's only done it really one time. So we're going to see. And Mike, the crazy thing is, as we talk about leadership and Jesse Bates and other guys, you know, because it's funny, Jalen Walker was asked about Bates. And Jalen Walker said, yeah, he's somebody we look up to, somebody we look forward to getting help from and advice from. He sets the standard. That's what you need. And Jalen Walker, we've said this, guys, he's going to come in here and hopefully ball out. But his attitude and his work ethic are in the right place. And he's telling you, yeah, this is a guy that I'm coming into the league and I'm looking for help. That's a guy that's going to be a mentor for a lot of these guys, including James Pierce Jr. 404-726-0929. As we talk about this season developing and hopefully going the way that we want it to, I'm telling you it's going to come back to this conversation. It's going to come back to young guys having guys right. that they can go to and feel comfortable, Mike, that their development and the questions they're asking and the things that they need to do and guys that are feeling connected, if this thing goes the way we think it will, it's going to come back to this.
Yeah, man, and there's a lot of guys, as we said, there's other than the drafted players. We brought some really good talent. I think of a lot of teams, everybody's looking at the same talent pool, and maybe the evaluations are different. I like some of the undrafted free agents we brought in. And we're going to see if these guys can get some juice. See, you know, some guys got some contracts. It was as much as $3 million for Kobe Bryant, by the way. You see that new chain he bought?
I did.
There's a picture of it. He got himself a little trinket. Hey, man, got to love yourself, man. Go for it. Just save some money for rent. But anyway, but it's good to see. He's excited about his opportunity with the team. But there's so many young guys we talked about on the defensive side with this defense, the connectivity, the front. If the defensive tackles come together and the guys that we brought in are as good as we think they're going to be, because Leonard Floyd, I'm not worried about him. All those other dudes, and again, whether you feel it's going to be Jalen Walker or...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pierce is going to eventually be better. Hey, who cares? Great problem to have. Hopefully they're both great. We can debate who the best is. But this, there's no way on God's green earth this defense is going to be as bad as it was in the final quarter of the season.
No, I don't feel that way either. I just don't. And it has a lot to do. It has more to do with, I think, one, you've got a guy who has called plays in Jeff Ulbrich. But two, Mike, the talent is just better. I mean, that's the way I feel. I think we got more depth, more speed. We're going to see, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.